This is a Taxpayers Podcast, where we are fighting for lower taxes, less waste, and more accountable government. I'm Chris Sims. I'm the Alberta Director for the CTF here in Lethbridge. I live right around the corner from Franco's mom, but Franco's out in Ottawa. He's our federal director, and he's holding down the fort right next to Parliament Hill. And Dr. J Goldberg is our Ontario director. Jay, thanks for joining the podcast today. You've got a really fun one. You've got the streaming tax. I like to call it the Netflix tax, but whatever. We're going to get to that in a sec. Yeah. But we had to start with the super sexy idea of capital gains and how fun and wonky that sounds. And worse, a capital gains tax increase. So Franco, this was all the rage this week in Ottawa. The Trudeau government, spoiler alert, passed an increase to the capital gains tax. But first off, for the listeners, what the heck is a capital gain? And how is the Trudeau government increasing its tax on it?
So capital gain is pretty simple, actually. It's really just the difference in value of an asset or an investment between what you buy it for and what you sell it for. Okay, so that's essentially a capital gains, the difference in, you know, how much you buy it versus how much you sell it. So if you have like a cottage or something like that, you buy it for $100,000, you sell it for $200,000, the capital gain is that difference of $100,000. Now, obviously, I was just using some round numbers to make it simple. But what the Trudeau government is doing, announced in their last budget, and they just voted on it, okay, the Liberals, the NDP, and the Bloc all voted to hike the capital gains tax. What that essentially means is that when you sell these types of assets, well, you now have more taxable income. It is a tax hike. It's the capital gains tax hike. Now, we have to just like cut through some of the spin right here, because one of the things that the government is trying to spin you on is, oh, this is about tax fairness, tax fairness, tax fairness. Well, hold on a sec. If this was really about tax fairness, and if you really were just worried that lower and middle income Canadians are paying too much tax versus other income levels, well, then somebody's taxes would be going down, right? It wouldn't just be a tax increase, but all that is happening are that taxes are going up. So this isn't about tax fairness. This is about a government who is trying to take as much money from Canadians as it can get away with.
And that's because, of course, they spend like drunken sailors. Like, they've got a massive spending problem. I wanted to throw to
In all due respect to the drunken sailors, you know, I wouldn't want to lump them in with this government spending, to be honest
with you. No,
well,
sorry.
They're spending their own money, too. You know, the drunken sailors spend their own money, at least.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I retract that statement. We had a drunken sailor as our best man, and he's one of my best friends. Sorry, Byron. Yeah, I know that you're much better with your money than the Trudeau government. Now, the Trudeau government spends money like it's going out of style. And I couldn't believe some of the language that was coming from the finance minister here. And usually I don't like to throw to clips because I like just us talking, you know, keeping the smart kids in the room on the podcast. But I wanted our listeners to listen to Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland. This is a very recent speech / press conference. Listen to the list of social ills she thinks this capital gains tax increase is going to solve.
What kind of a Canada do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a country where kids go to school hungry? Do you want to live in a country where a teenage girl gets pregnant just because she doesn't have the money to buy birth control? Do you want to live in a country where the only young Canadians who can buy their own homes are those with parents who can help with the down payment? Do you want to live in a country where we make the investments we need in healthcare, in housing, in old age pensions, but we lack the political will to pay for them and choose instead to pass a ballooning debt onto our children?
Yeah, I know. That was quite something. So everything from, you know, unwed mothers to young people not being able to afford homes. So number one that I took away from that, Franco and Jay, is you've been in charge for the last 9 years. Mm-hmm. You're describing gated communities and people not being able to afford food. You guys have been the government this whole time. That's number one. Number two, the amount of money that you're spending every single day, this is not going to last you very long. And my third element is actually a taxpayer pro tip. You're going to have to wait for that. But Franco, on the issue of spending, say that they do this tax hike increase and it passed through Parliament and everything's set. The amount of money they're taking in from the tax increase, at this rate of spending, how long is that money going to last?
5 days. 5 days. Right. So let's just say Trudeau got all this extra cash, you know, dumped into his lap on Monday. Well, you know, he's blown through it by Saturday mimosas with brunch. Right. So 5 days, the government blows through the extra capital gains tax cash. And here's the thing, too. Right. Like when they talk about they claim that they want the extra revenue to spend or you know, the debt will balloon, the deficits will go even higher. And, you know, younger Canadians will be forced to pay for this crippling debt. Well, a couple of things there. Number one, this government couldn't care less about deficits. It couldn't care less about deficits, right? Even after this capital gains tax hike, this massive tax hike, the federal government is still running a $40 billion deficit. Even after the tax hike, like, how do you even do that? Right? Like, how do you even do that? But the second thing, as I mentioned, with the federal government spending $535 billion this year, Trudeau is going to blow through the extra capital gains tax revenue in less than 7 days, in about 5 days. But another thing to talk about here, and I think this is like the broader issue of Freeland claiming that this is for fairness for future generations. Well, that doesn't pass the sniff test. All you have to do is spend, I don't know, 2.5 seconds thinking about it and then realizing that as of this year, the Trudeau government will have officially doubled the entire federal government debt in just 9 years, right? So it's really Canadians' kids and grandkids and future generations of taxpayers that are going to be paying, making payments on the Trudeau government's debt for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, brutal. And for people who can't quite grok how much money that is, $1.2 trillion, it would take you 30,000 years to count to $1 trillion, okay? Didn't you say, Franco, that the interest payment that we're shelling out on the debt now is about the equivalent of what we pay in the GST?
It's exactly the same. Welcome to Canada, folks, where you pay a federal interest or you pay a federal sales tax just to cover the interest charges on the Trudeau government credit card. But here's another element of this, right? Like the government is claiming that they want the so-called rich to pay more. Well, if you want the rich to pay more, how about you just make rich multinational corporations pay for their own factories, mm-hmm. right? The tens of billions of dollars that the federal government has given to the boardrooms of Germany and Japan, right? The billions of dollars to Volkswagen, Stellantis, you got Northvolt, you got Honda. In fact, I believe it was 2022, the federal government spent like $11 billion on corporate welfare, which is more money than what they're going to be bringing in this year in the capital gains tax hike.
This is just so upside down and backwards. Now, did we want to get into who's paying this tax? Because I'm pretty sure I'm right, because I was on the Andrew Lawton show and he was talking about this, but I haven't seen the clip myself. But apparently when Trudeau was recently talking to the New York Times, he just blatantly ripped off Pierre Poilievre's line of saying, oh, well, we're really concerned about the have-nots, not the have-yachts. So actually framing this as only people, mega millionaires with yachts, are the ones who are going to be asked to pay just a little bit more in order to cover their budget gap. Can we describe, either of you gentlemen, Franco or Jay, who is getting nailed with this? Because I tell you, I've been hearing from people who are physicians, for example, mm-hmm. who have been told their entire lives, because they don't have a government pension to look forward to structure themselves this way. That is how they actually save to pay for their lives once they're finished, once you're no longer practicing. And so I've been hearing from a lot of physicians and farmers.
Well, that's exactly right, especially when it comes to doctors, for example. So, you know, they're just trying to save for the retirement after saving lives their entire career. And now the Trudeau government is going to hammer doctors, right? And of course, when the Trudeau government discourages people from becoming doctors or from being doctors here in Canada, it impacts all Canadians with a worse healthcare system or lack of care. But look, you're essentially correct when you talk about this, because like for people like small business owners that don't have that fat government protected pension, well, a lot of people have to rely on the sale of their corporation to fund their golden years. And yep. to that point, and where Trudeau is factually incorrect, is that it's not always the same type of people every year that register a capital gain. A lot of times it's different people who register a capital gain when they're selling a specific asset. So the people who have capital gains tend to be different each and every single year. It's not just like this rich fat cat or a couple rich fat cats are the ones that this is going to impact. This will impact doctors. This will impact small business owners, the family business down the street. This will also impact or discourage that young, smart computer science graduate who could start the next Amazon here in Canada. Well, it's going to discourage that young, smart entrepreneur from staying in Canada and encourage them to go somewhere else and take the jobs and investment with them. But Chris, let me just really hammer this point home. Even if you don't pay the capital gains tax, you should be against this for a couple reasons. Number one, this government doesn't deserve an extra penny from you or any other Canadian. And if you let the Trudeau government get off the hook with this tax hike, you can be sure that the Trudeau government will continue to look for more ways to take more of your money. Mm-hmm. Let me hammer the point home here for a second, okay? The Liberals never ran on a capital gains tax hike in their last election. Never ran on it. They have no mandate for Canadians to do this. You know who did run on this in their last election platform? The NDP. The NDP also ran on higher income taxes, higher business taxes, windfall taxes, and a wealth tax. Guess what, folks? Under the current scheduled election, the Trudeau government has one more budget left. So if it gets away with this capital gains tax increase, you can be sure that it's going to keep on raising taxes on more and more Canadians, including all of our listeners, potentially.
I think you really nailed it there. And your description of who this affects is really good. And to the point, like, just picture it, you know, all joking aside, I mentioned, you know, our best man who was a commercial fisherman. His boat, okay, is an asset, all right? All of the rigging, all of the reefer that kept, that flash froze the tuna, okay? That stuff is an asset. That's capital, okay? When they sell it, that is where these sort of things happen, okay? Same sort of thing. Say you're running a mechanic shop for trucking. You have all that equipment. You have all of those trucks, okay? That is capital. So the moment that small business person who's probably employing tons of people for the last 30 something years sells all that stuff in order to pay for his groceries for the next 15 or 20 years, however much longer he's got left on this side of the grass, they're going to get nailed with a higher tax rate. So don't let the Trudeau government tell you that this is all just magically going after these mythical people in top hats with monocles. Like, it's really childish, isn't it? This idea that as long as we can run Galen Weston down the street, jump on him and take all of his money, that we're going to have all of our budget woes solved. It's really bizarre. Did you want to move to streaming here? Because talk about digging under the couch cushions for every last dollar that you can wrench out of Canadians. What about when people are relaxing on the couch and actually trying to escape this madness and watching their favorite streams? Did you want to get into that tax?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, Jay, why don't you let us know what's going on here?
All right, I'll let you know as I'm in my Joe Rogan outfit, as Franco liked to point out earlier. So essentially what's happening is the Netflix tax that we all worried about happening, that Trudeau talked about for a long time, the NDP talked about, it is actually going to come to pass, and they're doing it through the back door. So, and we actually had a great quote. We had an op-ed out in the Financial Post a few days ago on this very subject. We had a great quote from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in 2018. He had a question from an NDP MP about whether or not there should be a Netflix tax. And obviously the NDP has been on board with that for a long time. He specifically said, if we do this, it is going to hit Canadians who are buying the subscription to all of these streaming services. It will just increase costs. And he's against it because it would increase costs for consumers. Well, here we go 6 years later, and this is exactly what the government's doing. And they're doing it through the back door because we all know about Bill C-11, that it's going to influence what we can say and see online. It's going to influence what we're able to watch, what we're not able to watch. And so that was a big concern. It was a really tough fight. Obviously, it got through the House of Commons. It is now law, although a lot of the regulations have been pushed off until after the next election. There is hope on the horizon for that, for those of you very concerned with C-11. But part of that bill is allowing the CRTC to impose a tax on these streaming providers so that it can go fund basically government special interest groups. So there's a 5% tax. If these streaming services are making more than $25 million in Canada, and you think of Apple Music or Spotify, so if the revenue is higher than that, you all of a sudden have a 5% tax. It's going to a whole bunch of special government funds, like funding traditional news media in Canada, like funding DEI funds. So it's going to obviously a lot of places where we don't want to see our money going. But on top of all of that, 5% is significant. And you better bet dollars to donuts that these streaming providers like Apple Music, Spotify, even Netflix, they are not just going to, you know, eat this and not pass it on to the consumer. What's going to happen is exactly what Justin Trudeau warned about 6 years ago. If you increase costs and you impose a tax, that will be passed on to the consumer. So, you know, folks have to be worried that when these C-11 regulations do come in, what's going to ultimately happen is you want to sit down to watch Netflix with your family in the evening. All of a sudden, the cost for that is going to get more expensive. And of course, we all remember Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland saying, if your budget's tight, go ahead and cancel your Disney Plus subscription, which is what she did after she sat down with her kids. Well, guess what? That Disney Plus subscription, it's going to be getting more expensive thanks to her. So she might actually have to sit down with her kids again and talk about possibly canceling Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Another thing that she shouldn't have said, because that really is sticking with her. That and when she said, oh, I'm car free, you know, just take transit, you folks in rural Prince Edward Island. Yeah, she's car free because she has a taxpayer funded chauffeur. Like, forgot to mention that little part.
When now, I was out east, I can't tell you how many people said to me when I was out in Atlantic Canada last time, like, this woman is completely out of touch.
You and know, they will
talking
never
about
forget
subways
that.
And no, they won't. They won't. And it's just how tone deaf they are.
Yeah. Yeah. That is Maritimers have long memories. They will never forget that she said that to them. Now, guys, I have to point this out. And in fact, I have the screenshot. I keep receipts. So the Liberal government back in 2015 during the election campaign tweeted something to the effect of, no, never, silly. We're not going to put through a Netflix tax. So we're going to show you that screenshot there. Yeah, there it is, right there in living color. Isn't that interesting? But fast forward to now, 2024, again, they're in such a deep deficit because they can't figure out how to balance a budget, Franco, that they're looking for a Netflix tax and they're trying to bring in money. And Dr. J, you raise a really good point here. Because not only are they dealing with kind of this censorship industrial complex, right, trying to deal with what you can see, hear, and share online through the element of C-11, which, by the way, could also affect podcasts, because mm-hmm. keep that in mind, right, because it's the podcast providers they're going at. That's content. But from the other side, they're crushing them with these taxes and finance loops, right? Keep in mind what happened when the Trudeau government tried shaking down Facebook for money.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, we want to shake you down. You're some big, you know, multinational corporation. We're going to force you to have what's basically a link tax, so that if anybody dares post a news article on the social media platform of Facebook, you now then need to cough up money to the federal government. Federal government will turn around and hand out that money to other media in Canada, mainstream media, newspapers, mainstream TV, and yes, the CBC taking a big honking share of that. What was interesting is Facebook said no. They took their ball and went home. That is why you cannot see news on Facebook. That is because of the Trudeau government's policy. Now, Google caved. Google signed a deal with them. So now Google money is going to mainstream media. Again, this is a form of a tax on these big companies going to mainstream media. So Jay, where do you see this going in the future? Is this just going to be a done deal?
No, I'm quite worried because you've got streaming providers. Hulu is a good example that don't want to come to Canada because we already have so many burdensome regulations, higher taxes. We already have so many other factors that are driving things out of the country. And this is just yet another one where you're going to see These streaming providers maybe question if they want to be here. And, you know, maybe some of the big ones will stay, but there's others who are just going to say, you know what, the Canadian market, it's just not worth it. We're not making enough money to stay there and to jump through all these hoops and deal with all these burdensome regulations. You know, let's just go and focus on being in the United States and other European countries. So, you know, I really do worry that some streaming providers, this is just yet another factor that could drive them away. C11 was already a factor that was going to start to drive them away. And now you start to ask these streaming companies to pay a tax to fund traditional media and other things like indigenous media and DEI funds. I mean, it's just another way the Trudeau government is trying to figure out a way to get money funneled to their friends. And this is what they're doing with that cash. But they just keep coming back and coming back to these companies that, you know, they could very well drive out of the country. So you just think of all these anti-competitive, really anti-Canada policies they're pushing. I mean, we just talked about the capital gains hike. We've talked about so many other things that are just pushing companies and small businesses, big businesses, streamers, everyone, pushing them out of the country because we're just having too many taxes, too many regulations, and you know, companies are just going to have enough. And unfortunately, that's what I fear. And it'll just mean less choice, more people exiting the markets. And then the ones that stay can increase prices even further because we know when there's less competition, prices go up.
You highlighted two big things there, and I really wanted to put a point on them, because that's why we at the Taxpayers Federation fought C11, okay? And why we're highlighting this right now. Yes, this is a tax, so it's going to cost you more. The government is forcing you to pay more for stuff. In this case, it's a streaming service. But two, there's a huge accountability factor here too. Okay, we mentioned Joe Rogan earlier when we were talking about your really snappy looking hoodie, Dr. J. You're really bringing it today.
Taxpayer.
There you go, right? Taxpayer Army. Joe Rogan's podcast demolishes the viewership of pretty much every mainstream newscast, okay? Including those in Canada. Brings in all sorts of guests, talks about literally everything under the sun. He is largely distributed through Spotify. What happens, folks, if Spotify decides, you know what, this is too rich for my blood. We're not really interested in playing in this ridiculous backyard known as Canada. We're no longer going to be in Canada. Boom. Now Canadians are going to have to figure out a way to get around this digital censorship wall to listen to Rogan if they feel like it. And that means they have less information. That means they have less voices, fewer voices that they can listen to in order to hold their government to account. Okay? The more voices, the better. The more information you get, the better. Then you, as a Canadian, as an independent person, can make up your own mind about what your government is doing based on that information and hold that government to account. So there's two elements here. There's the taxation and there's the lack of accountability because of censorship. Franco, did you want to jump in on this element?
Yeah, and I'll just add like something that's really ticking me off here. You know, what am I going to do this summer? Like, honestly, you know, like what am I going to do this summer? Was it like Mark Holland who, lost his mind about people, you know, God forbid, taking a road trip with their family, right? So here's all I'm thinking, you know, is like the government doesn't want you to take a road trip. So they hammer you with the carbon tax. So you can't go on the road. You stay at home and you put on some Netflix. Oh, too bad. Now you got a Netflix and streaming tax. So with all these taxes, you try to drink away your sorrows. Oh,
yeah.
Too bad. You go to the patio and you're paying higher alcohol taxes as well, thanks to the government. So, you know, I'm just sitting over here being like, can't we do anything this summer without a tax hike? Anything? Euler?
You watched. I don't want to give them ideas, but they might increase the tax on cat food, Franco. You and Ludwig will have less fun this week.
They don't want that type of fight. They don't want that type of fight.
You start going after the animals and people are going to rise up is all I have to say on that.
That'll be finally what turns us feral. Yeah, for sure. So did we want to get to our taxpayer pro tip where we give scintillating advice to those who really need it, Franco?
Yeah. And you know, I think it's really important. And I think probably the key thing that the CTF does is, and our supporters do, are hold politicians when they do something, or hold them to account when they do something bad. But it's just as important to actually give kudos when politicians do something good. Now, we talked about a lot of the bad that is happening with the capital gains tax increase and how just recently, as we're recording just last night, you had the Liberals, the NDP and the Bloc vote to increase capital gains taxes. Well, there was one party who said, no way, we are not voting for a tax increase. And that party that deserves kudos is the Conservative Party. And quite frankly, Mr. Pierre Poilievre as their leader. So, you know, it's kind of a pro tip, but I really just want to give kudos. Well done. This must have been if you listen to all the dinosaurs and office furniture in Ottawa who call themselves strategists, they probably would have warned for a political party to not vote against the capital gains tax increase. And Mr. Poilievre and the Conservatives essentially said, no, Canadians are fed up with higher taxes and with a government that only knows how to hike taxes and waste people's money. So Mr. Poilievre, the Conservatives on this, kudos for sticking up for taxpayers, having conviction and voting against the capital gains tax increase. With that being said, folks, taxpayer.com and in the show notes, there's a petition against the capital gains tax increase. The Conservatives, they got off the bench and they're fighting Trudeau's capital gains tax increase. And if you're listening to the show, I hope you take action. You get off the bench, head over to taxpayer.com, sign the petition, no capital gains tax hike.
Very well said. And I must say, just nerd factor here, I was impressed with that video. There was a 15 minute long straight up guy. Go watch it. I don't care how you vote. Seriously, go watch that video. It's 15 minutes long. It's like one of those mini documentaries that schools used to make back in the 1960s of this is the means of production. He explains what capital is and why he doesn't feel that this is right to have increased tax. So they could have just had a presser on it, but that video was impressive. And again, 15 minutes long. This is breaking the mold of like 10 second and 8 second clips and stuff. Like, we're in kind of uncharted waters here, a final frontier. So that's pretty cool. Dr. J, what was your taxpayer pro tip?
My taxpayer pro tip actually has to do with C11. So, you know, obviously we've heard about this 5% tax that's coming out. That's obviously going to hit us for our subscriptions, could drive folks out of the companies out of the country, possibly streaming services. But we did find out a few weeks ago that pretty much most of these C11 regulations that were going to come in, again, these were major concerns to do with accountability, your ability to access news, your ability to watch what you want to watch, see what you want to see. Those regulations are actually mostly going to be delayed now until after the next election. We did hear that announcement. So actually, folks, that's a win. That's a win because we knew that C11 was such a concern. Taxpayer.com supporters, our CTF supporters, fought this so hard. We had a huge petition. We had action updates going out all the time. And, you know, people were on it and they knew how important this was in terms of fighting back against censorship. And as Chris said before, really narrowing the amount of information that we have. So the fact that these regulations won't actually go into effect until after the next election means we have an election next year where we can fight over this issue and elect a government that will repeal Bill C-11 and make sure that all of the scary stuff that we knew was coming gets stopped in its tracks. So that's another good news story, if you will. But that does require everybody getting out there next October and making sure that we elect a government that is going to scrap Bill C-11.
Hey, Jay.
Very well. Yeah.
I think you got another taxpayer pro tip, too. And I think you need to explain what your taxpayer pro tip was in the Financial Post to some of the streaming companies.
Yes. The other taxpayer pro tip to the streaming companies was label this in the bill the Trudeau tax. Because listen, we heard not that long ago, Pierre Poilievre, he had an op-ed out in the National Post saying, look, folks, I don't want to listen to lobbyists. I don't want to listen to big business. I'm going to do what taxpayers push me to do. And you know, that's music to everyone's ears. Finally, politicians who actually want to listen to the people. So what we're saying to all these streaming companies is don't just pay a whole bunch of lobbyists in Ottawa to try to get rid of this thing. Make sure you motivate and drive consumers. Make it very clear to them, whether you're Netflix or Apple Music or Disney Plus, that your costs are going up and you're going to increase your prices if you do because of this 5% tax. Put it as a line item in the bill so that everyone can know that they are paying this Trudeau streaming tax, and so that we can motivate Canadians to fight back against this and make it very clear to Pierre Poilievre, but any other politician in the next election, that this needs to be something on the issue agenda, and that this is something that we want politicians in Ottawa to scrap. And so it's absolutely essential. These companies need to get with the new way that politics is being done in Canada and motivate and mobilize the people and not worry about all those fancy lobbyists in Ottawa.
Exactly. Take it directly to them. In the same way that energy companies itemize the carbon tax charge on your bill, it needs to stick out like that. In fact, if I were Netflix, I would even do like a little information blurb, you know, when it goes doom doom and it pops up. I would have like a little text saying, by the way, your bill is going up and this is why.
Like, yeah, they shouldn't take it lying down.
Yeah.
Do not take it lying down.
Government will keep on screwing you guys. Okay. You cannot do this the nice sort of, you know, let's have lunch way through lobbyists. You have got to go elbows up and you've got to get your people motivated. Okay. My taxpayer pro tip goes back to our earlier chat about the capital gains tax. And this is actually going out to Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland. And I would give this information free to anyone who's a spokesperson within whatever political party. Don't talk like that. Okay. Just stop doing that. Don't condescend to people. Okay. Don't talk to them like they're five. Watch your tone. Okay. And I understand sometimes you can get into the mix for so long and you're within this terrarium of Ottawa that you don't hear yourself anymore. So what you need to do in that situation is you need to go past your paid staffers, past all your yes men that you're having, you know, lobby lunches with, phone a friend who calls you out on your nonsense and read the script to them of what you're planning on saying. So they can say, whoa, why are you talking like that? Like, dial it back, hit the brakes, change your tone, do something like that, because that's just a really bad way of communicating, is condescending to people and talking to them like they're stupid, especially if they pay your salary. And the finance minister is paid around $300,000 per year. And she gets her transportation and food and housing paid for, including international travel. So yeah, she's your employee. She's not your kindergarten teacher. So that is free advice to Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland or any politician spokesperson who wants to get their messaging across well. Folks, if you have any questions or if you want to join the taxpayer army, if you want to order, can we order a snazzy hoodie / bunny hug like that, Dr. J, from our website?
You sure can. I just got in the mail the other day from taxpayer.com/store. So it's right there.
Thrilling. So guys, head on over to taxpayer.com, sign the petitions that you care about, and snag yourself a snazzy hoodie. Talk to you soon.